Because when I looked at all of 2019 for my own life, it was chaos. My wife looked at me and said, how did we go through this year with everything that we went through? I said, you know, God is in control. To run up and down the highway, to go here, to go there. This person's sick. That person's sick. North Carolina, Atlanta, Virginia. God is in control. Amen? So if you're here today and you got something that's been bugging you, remember, you can say it again. Say it a little louder. God is in control. Amen? Do you ever look over your life and see all the things that has happened and the things that are going around in the world today? You see the things going on in the world today? Don't we feel like everything is out of control? Sometimes you look at somebody's kid and you say, that kid is out of control. You go to work, your boss try to tell you something that you don't have no need doing, and you just look at him like, he's out of control. Amen? Questions arise. Why do things happen the way that they do? I want to segue a little bit to last year at the funeral. The day he's talking about, that funeral, was the day after my birthday last year. But it was also the day that my brother died. I was preaching the funeral that day that he died. I came back here to get word about my brother. So some days can look like this day to one person, and it can look like another day. Amen? But when you know the Lord, nobody can ever steal your joy. Amen? When you know the Lord, nobody can steal your joy. Amen? And when you realize that God is in control, nobody, regardless of how chaotic things seem, can steal your joy. No matter how bad people are to you, nobody can steal your joy. Because all things are under God's control. When we look at the scripture that I'm going to read to you today, we realize that God represents himself in scripture. I need to stop right there. Do you know God don't need nobody to represent him? He represents himself in scripture. He tells you who he is. And he don't need no interpretation. You don't have to interpret in Spanish, French, or any other language. He makes it plain. God says in scripture he is also in absolute control of his universe. Not of our universe, but his universe. God is in control of all things, the world we live in, all nature, all government, as well as your life and mine. Psalms 24:1 says, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and those who dwell therein. Amen. But I want to go to Isaiah 45 because we focus on the sovereignty of God as he overrides and overrules. You know God can override things going on in your life. You know he can overrule things going on in your life. It can be going this way and God can turn things all the way around. Amen? When it looks like the rule says it's going to go that way, God overrules it because the rule is like the law. And he overruled the law. Amen? More than 150 years before this man named Cyrus was born, God delivered a message, and he announces the man's name that would be the deliverer and who he would use to free the Israelites. Amen? Isn't that amazing? That in scripture, 150 years before this man is even born, God foretells of what he's going to do with him. You know, 150 years ago, more than that, God preordained this service right here. He preordained for you to be here. He said there might be something for you to hear. So he, in scripture, he preordained Cyrus. He says, I will hold this man by the right hand. And I, anything that he touches, any war he goes in, he's going to be victorious. Now, I want you to know that Cyrus was not a Christian. He was not a believer. He believed in two gods, at least, one for light and one for darkness. But that just goes to show you that God can use anybody. Anybody that he has anointed and appointed to do his work. So there'll be times in your life that somebody might come to you out of the blue and give you a message from the Lord. Don't look at the messenger. We too busy looking at the messenger, but we got to receive the message. Amen? Because I really want to tell you this morning that God didn't come here for people like you and me. He came for all of those people outside that ain't got no place to go, that don't have no roof over their heads, ain't got no job, that don't smell that good. He wanted to be with the thieves, the murderers, the prostitutes. He wasn't looking for good people like us. And he told us to go look for them. Go find them. And if you want the truth, you don't have to look far to find them. Some of them are right in your house. Some of them live right down below you, in the next apartment, underneath you, above you. Those are the people that God is looking for. Anyway, scripture, Isaiah 45, 1 and 3 says, thus says the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus. To Cyrus, his anointed. Whose right hand I have held to subdue nations before him. And I will loose the lions of kings to open up before him the two-leaved gates. And the gates shall not be shut. He's saying right there, when I open something, nobody can close it. Whether people think that you're anointed or appointed or not, when I open the door, it's going to be open. And when he opens it, you can't close it. He says, I will go before you. I was listening to the testimony today, and it reminded me that when we are going through something, when we're a little lost, that God says, I will go before you. I will light a path unto your feet. Just trust in me. Know that I'm in control. I don't know if you've ever been on a mountaintop where one road goes this way, the other one goes that way. And when you look to the side, there's nothing down there. But if you trust God, don't look to the side. Keep looking forward. He says, I will go before you and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of bronze and cut the bars of iron, and I will give thee the treasures of darkness. Do you know that there's treasures in darkness? There's treasures in darkness. You can't see them, but they're there. If you trust in the Lord, you'll find them. I know a lot of people like me was pretty dark, and I'd like to think that there was something in the darkness that God had in me. I'm just a sinner, just like you, saved by grace. Oh, hallelujah. But if you go back over my life, there were some dark times. There were some deep times. There were some dusty times. Oh, hallelujah. And God kept saying, let me give you something to drink. Why are you thirsting over what the world is giving you? Why are you running and chasing for things that are temporal? This man, let me tell you how God led him. He led him so much that when he couldn't get to the castle that he had to get to, the Lord told him, listen, you take this water, you dig a ditch so the water goes that way. And when the water went that way, his men were able to go underneath the gates, to walk underneath the gates, to conquer them. Amen? You don't know which way God is going to lead you. Sometimes you're going to have to go through the water. You're going to have to get in the mud. You're going to have to dig things out to achieve what God has in store for you. Everything ain't always going to be clean. Sometimes you got to get dirty. Oh, hallelujah. That's why he don't care what kind of clothes you got on. You can go on your Sunday best and you got to get dirty. Because that suit, that dress, those shoes, they can be replaced. But when you're down there with a soul who's on death row right now, getting ready to die, don't you be worried about the clothes you got on. We so worried about what we got. But God is in control. He will restore what the locust has stolen. Oh, hallelujah. We worried about this. We worried about that. I'll let you know I'm a giver. Because what I give, I'll get more. Because God has promised me more. The point is that God is in control. And he can. And he is in control of all that is history. Do you know that word history? It's his story. What he's written in your life is his story. Your life is his story. Everything that you go through, he already knew it. If he knew this man's name 150 years before he was born, and he says he knew us when we was in our mother's womb. Listen, I was in my mother's womb a little over 60-something years ago. But he knew me then. He knew me then. He knew the things that I would do in his story. Because it's his story, it's not my story. When you give your life to the Lord, it's his story. Amen? It's his story. He changes things. He does things his way. He makes things plain his way. He makes your path easy his way. He makes it and allows it to be hard his way. You know, sometimes you got to go through something in order to get to where God wants you to be. Hallelujah. I heard this testimony today. That you had to go through something for God to get you to where you needed to be. So in the future, when your job is lost, you know not to lose your praise. Amen? That when you lose one car, you end up with two. When you never lose your praise. When the world tells you you can't have that house, don't get frustrated because he's got a better one for you. Don't lose your praise. Because he's in control. Amen? And when God puts you through something, there's a reason for it. Because when you go through it, you know that you didn't do it. But it brings glory to his name. I want to read Isaiah 45, 6 through 7. He says, I am the Lord, and there is no other. There is no God besides me. I'm going to take away the yes. And there ain't no God beside him. Amen? There's no God besides him, and there's no God beside him. He don't have a partner. There's a son. and the Holy Spirit. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Each in their own rightful place. Amen. But there's no other God besides him. And every other God that you ever look at, it's a small g. Amen. But my God is a big G. He's a great God. He's a G God. You know how, you know, years ago, I'm dating myself, but they just go, hey, what's up, G? But this is a great God. This is big G. There's no other big G like this G. Amen? He says, everyone who is called by my name, who I have created for my glory. We were created for his glory. I love it when people say, well, I don't know what to do with myself. I have no purpose in life. I'm going to read this again. Everyone who is called by my name, whom I have created for my glory, I have formed him. Yes, I have made him. If you don't know what to do with your life, listen again. Whom I have created for my glory. You know what? The 10% that we advocate that's in the Bible, that's one thing. If you have nothing, you can't give 10% of nothing. But you can. You were created for his glory. So whether you have 10% or you have nothing, you are created for his glory, and you can still praise him. And you can still give him glory. You can give him the thing that your money can't even touch. Your hallelujah and your praise is more than your money. Because he has it all. He has your money. He has your money. He has your money. He gave it to you. He lent it to you. And he has it. You don't have no money, you're going to say, oh, Lord, where am I going to get some money? Amen? I've done it plenty times. And I'll probably end up doing it plenty more times in my history. But it's his money. We were created for his glory. So when we're created for his glory, he glorifies us when we serve. When we serve him. Amen? So if you don't have nothing temporal, you serve him, you have everything eternal. Can I say that again? When you serve him, you have everything eternal. He says, there is no other God beside me. I will gird you, though you have not known me, that they might know from the rising of the sun to its setting, that there is none besides me. I am the Lord, and there is no other. This is saying that God will take you through those dry, rough times. And everybody that don't know him going to know that it was him, because you didn't do it by yourself. Everybody you knew that left you now know that God did that for you. That he lifted you up when you had nothing. You got a whole lot of something. But you didn't do it by yourself. Amen. Sister Joan, I got to use you. You don't mind, do you? Sister Joan got a house a couple of months ago. People said that she probably, you know, that she wasn't going to get one. But when the time came along for her to get it, she followed the peace scripts that she heard in a message about that 10%. Amen? Somebody said, if you do it for a year and you don't get blessed, I'll give you all of your money back. Somebody got upset at that, and they left the church because they said all we were doing was talking about money. But Sister Joan, for 1 year, for that time, she paid her tithes. Amen. She followed the prescripts that were given. She did it probably when she didn't want to do it. Amen. Because we don't always want to do what we're supposed to do. Can I get an amen? All right. That's the biggest amen I got. We don't always do what we supposed to do. But when you do it anyway, God blesses you. So she tells me about this house she's getting. And I said, God bless you, Joe. She said, you know, I followed what was the challenge that was given to me. I challenged God. I challenged the Lord. I challenged the message. I challenged the person. I challenged you. I challenged the church. But when she got a house, oh, everybody on the job want to know, I'm coming to your church. I want to pay my tithes because people want what you want. People want what you got. We don't realize that when we got God, we got a lot. We got it going on when we got God. We got the controller, the master, the creator. That's who we got. We got the one who's got everything and is willing to give it all to us. All we have to do is ask. We have not because we ask not. Oh, hallelujah. But sometimes he tests our belief. He tests our faith. And we got to go through something. But when we go through something, remember, God is in control. You're going to get called names. You're going to be called a fool. You're going to be tested. When you go through the mud, when you go through the miry clay, your friends are going to say, where's your God now? I know you want to feel a little better. Take a sip of this. Take a hit of that. Come on, somebody. This will make you feel a little better. It'll make you forget about your troubles for a little while. But I'm telling you right now, trouble don't last always. It don't last always. It lasts just a little while. That same while that you're going to be on that high, God is going to take you all through something for just a little while. But if you could just hold on to God's unchanging hands, hold on to his hands. Oh, if you hold on to his hands, he's going to work it out. God says in Isaiah 46, 9 to 10, he affirms again, I am God and there's no other. I am God and there's none like me. Don't we want to be unique in everything we do? Every time we do something, we want to stand out and shine like, you know, we did something ourselves. So proud of what we've done. But God says, I am God and there is no other. There's no one like me. No one can compare to me. He says, I swear on myself. I swear on myself. Nothing's bigger than me, so I'll use me. I swear on myself. I'll get it done. If you trust in me. If you believe in me. If you have faith in me. You don't have to have a whole lot of faith. Faith grows. Don't you know we don't all start out with a whole bunch of faith? But he says, taste. He don't say eat a whole plate full. He said, taste. Not a whole lot. He know how we are. Just taste. And see. Have you ever tasted something that was real good? You taste it, you say, oh my God. Eyes start popping out of your head. Taste and see. In 2019, we tasted a whole lot of mess. But in 2020, I'm sure that God is going to give us the best. We must trust in the Lord. In the Old Testament, God was exclaiming that I am God. But then in the New Testament, he sent his son, Jesus Christ. The person God in human form came down with everything that we've gone through. There's nothing, no feeling, no emotion that you're going to go through that he did not go through. We always want to know something from somebody who's been through something. If you don't know what I've been through, I don't think I want to hear your advice. Come on, somebody. Well, you know what? You don't know nothing. You haven't been where I've been. You don't know how it is because my marriage is not working. You don't know how it is because I don't have a place over my head. But this person, Jesus Christ, he came down and went through everything that we've gone through. Amen? So if you find that you can't identify with somebody, you can identify with Christ because he's gone through it. He's done it. Have you ever been in a situation and you're telling somebody about something and they think that you don't know what you're talking about? But if they always knew your history about you, I'm going to tell you something about y'all sitting out there. Y'all ain't always been so clean with all your clothes on. Y'all ain't always been all perfect. We've done some dirt. We've done some bad things in our lives. We thought about some things and said, oh my God, I can't believe I did that. So when I say these things, don't sit up there and look at me like you ain't done nothing. Think back over your life, and had it had not been for the Lord on your side, where would you be? Where would you be? But God had an appointment for you. He had an assignment for you. And even though you didn't trust him, he was still in control. Even though you didn't give your life to him, he was still behind the scenes working in your favor. We've come out of situations and we said, I don't know how I did it. Well, newsflip, you didn't. God did it. I don't know how I got away with that one. God let you get away with that one. Because the devil was on the side in the courts of heaven saying, look at him now. Look at her now. You need to get her now. You know she ain't going to never change. But God, he knew your history. He knew his history and your history. And he knew that things were going to turn around. Terminal people turn around. Sicknesses turn around. Relationships turn around. Employment turn around. Oh, hallelujah. No matter what it is, he can turn it around. The Bible says about Jesus, in him also we have obtained an inheritance. We got an inheritance. I got an inheritance. You got an inheritance. Let me tell you, when people die, everybody want to go to the court and sit before the lawyer and hear what the dead person has left them for their inheritance. And if they didn't leave you what you thought you deserved, you walk out upset. Can't stand nobody. Don't want to talk to your family no more because somebody got more than you. But in this inheritance that Jesus Christ has given us, we all got the same thing. We might have different responsibilities, but we got an inheritance. We all got the same inheritance. Don't you know there's no big me and little you. There's no 7-foot you and a 5-foot-4 me. There's no wide me, no skinny you. We all got the same thing. In him, we have an inheritance. In him, you have an inheritance. Your inheritance is more than money. It's more than gold. Your inheritance is eternal life. Being predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will. He does what he wants to do. Oh, hallelujah. He might turn to the side and say, Jesus, what do you think? He says, I think you're right, Pop. Go ahead. But that's him speaking to himself. That's him telling himself. Maybe it's a little lonely that he created the Son and the Holy Spirit. But he created us to have fellowship with him. Sometimes I think about the relationship that I had with my dad. Hallelujah. And I always didn't want to tell him things, you know, like he didn't know. You know what I mean? You have relationships with your parents like they don't know. I remember my eyes was red. My father looked at me, said, what's wrong? My mother said, oh, he got an allergy. I said, yeah, I got an allergy. But he knew I didn't have an allergy. Hallelujah. And I had this relationship with him, and I loved him, but I wouldn't tell him everything. But it's not like he didn't know things, because I was he. I'm him. I'm his flesh. I'm his blood. He knew me before I knew me. You understand what I'm saying? But we have a relationship with our Heavenly Father, and we don't want to tell things like he don't know. Like he don't know. He knows your thoughts. He wrote the end to the beginning. Because he named you before you were. He said, you're going to be Jan Doe. You're going to be Rosa. You're going to be Kevin. You're going to be Ricardo. You know when he did it? So we hide these thoughts that we have. And the reason why I'm preaching God is in control, because I needed to know that God was in control for my life in 2019. I've been through a lot. I've done a lot. And if it had not been for the Lord on my side, you know, instead of being in here, I would be the person right out there. Do you understand what I'm saying? I want you to know this morning that God is in control of every negative situation that you perceive as negative. It is a trial, it is a test, it is a toughening of your skin. What do they say? No testimony without a test, right? Come on, somebody. No testimony without a test. Nobody want to hear you when you haven't gone through nothing. Nobody really receives it when you haven't gone through something. But when you can declare that you've gone through it and you can declare the glory of God, now that is a testimony. And I venture to say that everybody in here has got a testimony. And there's some people in here that's still doubting that God is in control. You want to talk about the stuff that you've been through, but you don't want to talk about who's in control. You don't even want to accept, because we always want to be in control. I wonder if God knew when he was making us that he was making a population of control freaks. But he knew what he was doing. Amen. He knew what he was doing. And when he set forth plan A, you already had the real plan A behind it. Amen. The real plan A was Jesus Christ coming down to take all of our sins to that cross. And you know, sometimes I wonder, you know, our children, our mates, anybody, your neighbor, anybody, the person sitting next to you, can cause you so much pain that makes you want to cry, that makes you so upset. Can I get an amen? That when Jesus was going to the cross, and at the point that he realized all of the pain, all of the disappointments. See, I'm talking about our lives. All of the frustrations. All of the disillusionments that we go through. That he took all of that from the people who died before he was born, the people who was alive when he was alive, to the people who are alive after he died on the cross, the people who are still yet to come, and he did it. And you know why he did it? Because God was in control. Because he said, Father, if it be at all possible. You see, that was the human coming out of him. If it be at all possible. Do we believe that all things are possible? So he is who he is. He knew all things were possible. But in the responsibility that God placed him in, he never lost respect for who he was giving glory to. And he said, Father, if it be at all possible, take this cup away from me. But he did it because he knew that God sent him here on an assignment, that God is in control, and if he didn't do it, where would you and I be? In other words, he gave up his whole will, his whole will for us. He gave up his whole will to God so that it might be possible for you and I to overcome the enemy and everything that he places before us. Letting go and letting God. I got my Bible here, and I'm going to challenge you today. My challenge to you today is this, and I'm putting it out there. If you find in this Bible where God tells us to go figure it out, I'll give you $500. I can tell you what's in there. it says, no matter what, trust me. You don't have to figure it out. Just trust him. Hallelujah. Last Sunday of 2019, we're getting ready to soon, God willing, go into another year. The Bible says, he who calls you faithful, who also will do it. He's not calling you something he ain't going to do himself. Trust God. Remember, God is in control. We need to let go and let God and know that he is going to pull you through. Let us stand this morning.